If a person sat in a drought and began to cough, last night he, what happened to him?
Took a cold.
If it affected his voice, he is
hoarse.
Also, if he begins to make sounds after sitting in the drought, you'd say, I've got a little
cough.
Or if he's feeling kind of tired, he would say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
ill.
If he yawns, though, he might say, I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
At 6 o'clock, at 6 a.m. in the morning, I'll probably
get up.
If he's still sleeping, he'd better go
to the doctor.
Well, let's look at the word take for a minute. The patient might answer to his doctor after he went. He might say, I did what to some yesterday? If he gives him some medicine, he says,
I took the medicine you gave me.
And I'll do what with some more later?
Take it.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he did a blank a lot in the hot sun.
Sweating.
A discharging sore that comes to a head is called a...
It's boil. Usually,
all right. It's on the skin and a boil. Is there another name that you might call it?
Rising.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called...
Pus.
If you have got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to, you would say, my hand...
Swollen.
All right. A bee stung me and my hand...
Swelled.
It's still pretty badly...
Swollen.
If it's not infected, it probably won't...
Be anything.
We won't use the form of the word swell. If it's not infected, it probably won't...
Will swell.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
Say water.
Beg your pardon?
Water.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
Scar.
And actually, before it heals, though, it's called a... Any kind of a
injury. Wound.
All right. A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out is called what?
Proud flesh.
What is proud flesh? I've never heard that term before.
It's, it's infected, and like the sore is around here, and it comes up in here, and it's white. Mostly, it's white looking, and they call it proud flesh, and it has to be burned out and killed because it's infected.
I see. If you got just a little cut on your finger, what would you put on it to avoid infection? It might sting a little bit.
Methylate or iodine.
All right. It used to be given sometimes for a tonic, as a tonic for malaria.
Quinine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he did what?
He was wounded.
And if he didn't recover from that wound?
It was fatal.
And what happened to him?
He died.
Or he...
passed away.
Any crude, humorous way of saying something like he died, if you were being funny about it, what might you say?
Kicked a bucket.
Okay. Any others? I use that one too. That's cute.
I can't think of any more.
I wonder where that term came from.
I don't know. I've heard it all my
Me
life.
Me too. I have too. He kicked the bucket. Maybe it had something to do with milking a cow. I don't know. If he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what caused him to die, you might say nobody's figured out yet what he
died from.
A place where people are buried is called a
cemetery.
The box that people are buried in is called a
casket. No.
What do they call it where you come from?
Vault.
Back when you were growing up, did they have a vault?
They just, no. They what? Called it a casket in a box.
Have you ever heard the word pinto? Referred to a casket? That was a new one I learned the other day. Some people do call it a pinto. He was an important man, and everybody turned out for his
funeral.
If the people are dressed in black, you say that they are in
mourning.
Would you use any other term besides mourning?
In memory.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" If you're feeling just about average, you'd say, "Oh, I'm
fine."
Somebody asks you on an average day, "How are you feeling?" You might also say, "Oh, I feel
terrible."
But if you felt pretty
fairly
cheer and so forth, you might say, "I feel
fairly good."
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it will come out all right." And then you might tell them something.
Everything will be okay.
And if you want to make sure that they don't get all upset, you'd also tell them
it'll be fine.
Okay. If your children are out late and the wife's getting a bit excited, a husband might say, "They'll be home all right, just don't
worry."
The disease of a joint is called what?
Arthritis.
You got any?